I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to KXT 91.7. Speaking of Centromatic, we're very proud to welcome in studio today one of the most important and prolific artists from our area. Centromatic is just one of the many projects founded by singer, songwriter, drummer, producer, multi-instrumentalist Will Johnson. And just between Centromatic and simultaneous project South San Gabriel, Will Johnson has released 11 albums, 6 EPs, 5 7-inch records, and 2 cassettes, and this does not include his own solo albums, multiple soundtrack scores, 28 different compilation appearances, and his work with other bands he's founded, such as Funland, Undertow Orchestra, and the third leg of what's known as Denton's Fraternity of Noise, Baboon. We're very glad to have Will Johnson live in the studio today. Will, welcome to KXT.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from a little town in southeast Missouri called Kennett. It's in the Boot Heel. I think originally it was supposed to be part of Arkansas, but it's just that little part that stretches right into Arkansas. There's not much there. It's a cotton farming town. Sheryl Crow's from there, though, so that's kind of cool.
What brought you to Denton?
School, predominantly. I went to high school down in Central Texas, and I was a little bit torn between UT and North Texas, and I just like the size and kind of the manageability of Denton and the size of that university a lot. So that was definitely the choice after I visited.
How about a song now? What are you gonna play for us?
I'm gonna do one off of this record I just put out with my friend Jason Molina. It's called 20 Cycles to the Ground. Cut across Constrictor to the Tallahassee Flame, and don't you get forgotten before Florence blocks your way. We were yellow pined and liquid, we were ridden for the ride. So I hid between your shoulders most every other time. Saddled up the Archer and the Gospel for the Moon. I remember all your swearing and the liquor underneath. And so we saw the northern smoke before the squall. Met the pines before the needles, we met the fight before the fall. And it's facing out toward now, 20 cycles to the ground. Ooh.
Will Johnson joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That's from his latest project, Molina and Johnson. That's 20 Cycles to the Ground. We've been playing that a bunch here at KXT. But you had to cancel a tour with Jason Molina.
Yeah, we had to cancel both the European and the U.S. dates. I think he toured quite a bit last year, to the point where he toured Thanksgiving or so, wound up getting pretty sick. And there were a couple of ideas from the doctors as far as what it was, if it was just a really intense version of the flu, if it might be pneumonia, if it might be even hep, but they didn't really know. But they did know that they did definitely advise to hold off on the touring for a good while, just to kind of let his body heal up a good bit. So we have quite a bit over the last few months, and it reads like he's doing a lot better.
So. Well, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Tell us about Centromatic, and at the same time, what made you decide to form South San Gabriel with the same band members as Centromatic at the same time?
I think we wanted to form something of a collective, something with more, I guess, blurred lines as far as membership goes. We were interested in involving everyone from Centromatic, but also inviting a handful of friends and acquaintances along as time went, just to kind of partake in something a little more even experimental at times, sometimes instrumental. Centromatic is definitely the four of us, you know, and kind of has been all along, but I think we were just interested in embarking on something a little more spacious and a little more subdued and not quite so loud guitar intensive. And so it has enabled us to kind of push in that direction whenever we feel, I don't know, whenever we just get time to invite people out to record.
And you toured and played drums with Monsters of Folk.
Mm-hmm. Sure did, over the course of the fall for about 2.5 months or so. So it was fun to be reunited with the drum set again. It had been a while. I had to dust off some pretty dusty drum chops.
What's your first instrument then?
Drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It had just been a while since I had toured behind a kit. So it was definitely one of the most musical experiences I could have asked for. It was a great group of people and long shows. We were doing like 2.5 to 3 hours a night. There's a lot of material to cover and about a 30-plus song set.
Wow.
in a lot of instances. But great to play with those musicians and to kind of experience those songs from the inside out, as opposed to just the fan sort of perspective that I had going into it. It was kind of neat to get behind some of those songs and be a part of them live.
Well, how about another song?
Sure. This one's called Almost Let You In, from that same release with Jason. Granted that I ever stop playing to win. Well, could you find it in the cards to bring me to the light? So then Texas is to West Virginia when we come get in. Ooh, oh. Sang on a prophet's shoulder. Not everybody is playing to win, but some of us know where all the secrets live. What did you mean? I mean, sweetheart, I know exactly what you meant. Ooh, oh. But now, 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 granted that I ever start playing to win, I would let you in. I would let you
Will Johnson joins us live in the studio at KXT 91.7, Almost Let You In. That's from his latest project, Molina and Johnson. Very, very nice, Will.
Thank you.
Who are your strongest influences?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It depends. It kind of depends on the time period. A lot of the time, it's, I don't know. These days, I've been listening to a lot of this old Link Wray record. I can't stop. A lot of old, like, I don't know, Nashville piano music and things like that. And it starts to, I know it probably doesn't sound like those songs are influenced by it, but some of the four tracks I've been doing lately are a little bit more, I don't know, sped along by things like that. Sometimes it's novelists or literary figures as much as it is musical folk. So it really kind of depends on the time.
What are some novelists that you're influenced by, or literary people?
I guess definitely, you know, big wigs like Faulkner and Eudora Welty, no doubt about that. But also some folks like Willie Vlauten, Larry Brown, Tim Gautreaux, who I just got done reading some of his short stories. So it really kind of ebbs and flows, I guess. Excuse me, I've had a cold this last week.
As has everybody. Really, right?
And the allergies, it's been no fun.
Are there any local bands maybe that you've heard or new acts that you're excited about?
Oh, my goodness. I'm biased because I got to work with them, but the more I've gotten to know them, the more I've come to love them. I really love the folks in Telegraph Canyon quite a lot. It's just been really fun to watch how that band has evolved and just kind of come along over these last couple of years or so. It's been really, really fun getting to know them. But
you produced their current album, Tide in the Current.
I did, so it sounds like I'm, I don't know, it probably sounds biased but or a little partial, but I really do love them a lot. It's been, I don't know, they're just a tremendous live band and such a musical, just such a musical group of people, like full of great ideas. So, I'm a little partial to them. I definitely enjoy them. So I haven't been seeing shows up here that much. I don't make it up here that much these days. I'm living in a small town. So even to get out to the live rock and roll shows, it takes some time and effort every once in a while. But I saw a really good band in Austin the other night called The Service Industry, and a very spirited six-piece rock band. I don't think every song revolves around it, but much of their catalog revolves around the plights and the trials of working in a restaurant job. But they make it really anthemic and not overly ironic necessarily. Like, the songs are so catchy and the music is so well crafted and thought out that you almost have to dig a little deeper to realize, man, they're really singing about a kitchen job right now. This is kind of funny.
I ask you to play one more song, but before you do, you had a role in a movie recently.
Yeah, I guess I did. I had 22 lines in a movie. 22 very tertiary sort of lines. A movie called Salt Creek County, actually. It was a kind of a background character with an imaginary friend, but it was fun playing that. I'm an only child, so it was kind of easy for me to latch onto the imaginary friend thing. Not a problem at all.
So. How about that last song?
All right. I'm going to play one. The lyrics are by Woody Guthrie, and I wrote the music to it. And hopefully it'll see release maybe by the end of this year, beginning of next year, on a Woody Guthrie archives project with some friends. It's called Corrine, My Sheba Queen. Corrine, 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 your eyes are like my skies. Wherever you go, I want you to know, is there my love will fly. I miss my sweet Corrine, most everywhere I go. And I'll tell you now, 'cause I want you to know, she's the best I ever saw. Thank you.
You're listening to KXT 91.7. You just heard Corrine My Sheba Queen, done live here in the studio from Will Johnson. Words written by Woody Guthrie. Very, very nice. And that is from your latest project also with Melina and Johnson?
No, that's from a project I'm working on with Anders Parker, who used to have a band called Varnaline and another band called Space Needle, and my friend Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Jay Farrar from Sunvolt and Uncle Tupelo. We've all kind of taken these lyrics that were or pages of prose or even diary entries, just whatever, and set music to them. So we're slowly but surely piecing that whole project together. It's mixed, not mastered, but hopefully if we can, we'll try to get it out by the end of the year. If not then, maybe the very beginning of next year.
Great. Can't wait to hear it, really. One last question too for you. What are the baseball paintings?
I guess between tours and recordings and stuff like that, I'll just whenever there's time, I make these baseball folk art paintings. I haven't made a ton of them, but I've had a couple of small art shows or art openings, one of which was with my bandmate, Matt Pence, and his great photography. We kind of teamed up last year at Good Records and had an opening, but really they're just acrylics on found pieces of wood or MDF board or old cabinet doors or just whatever I might stumble across, and they're kind of verbose at times, but I try to cram in some of the history, maybe some of the unique stories that some of these individuals, these great players, and many of them lesser known, I'll just try to kind of cram it all into a painting. So really, it's just pretty simple acrylic paints. But I had an opening the other night in Austin, which was a lot of fun. There was a kiddie pool full of beer out on the front sidewalk, and then there were two really pretty girls throwing hot dogs to any and all who entered the building, sort of ballpark style. So it was a very, very fun, kind of spirited, not necessarily highbrow art opening, which is the way I like to keep it.
Absolutely. Centromatic showcases at South by Southwest in Austin this week. Thursday night, they'll be at Emo's Annex. Will Johnson then does a backyard solo show on Friday afternoon at Ramble Creek Party, and again with Centromatic Friday afternoon at Club DeVille. Will Johnson was our guest today in studio. Thanks very much, Will.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
See a complete list of area concerts and venues at kxt.org and check out the concerts events page. I'm Joe Kazareth. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.